O God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
Let us together praise in song this holy bishop strong and brave, who rid Milan of violent storms that raged in those uncertain times. He neither dreads the scepter's blow, nor fears the empress mother's wrath. The doors are barred, the church made safe from Caesar's cruel and grasping hand. Both wise and learned he explains the hidden sense of holy writ. He shines with wondrous eloquence, unfolding heaven's sacred truths. Then, moved by faith, his spirit sings. He pours forth hymns of great renown, and like the martyrs in his faith, unearths the martyrs' buried limbs. Now strike, O Ambrose, lash our foe, ward off the raging wolf of hell, and with your knowledge as our light, protect us always, be our guide. All glory to the three in one, and with the favor of your prayers, may we sing praise forevermore within the heavenly halls on high. Amen.
Dawn finds me ready to welcome you, my God. I call with all my heart, Lord, hear me. I will keep your commands. I call upon you, save me, and I will do your will. I rise before dawn and cry for help. I hope in your word. My eyes watch through the night to ponder your promise. In your love, hear my voice, O Lord. Give me life by your decrees. Those who harm me unjustly draw near. They are far from your law. But you, O Lord, are close. Your commands are true. Long have I known that your will is established forever. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Dawn finds me ready to welcome you, my God.
The Lord is my strength, and I shall sing his praise, for he has become my Savior.
I will sing to the Lord, for he is gloriously triumphant. Horse and chariot he has cast into the sea. My strength and my courage is the Lord, and he has been my Savior. He is my God, I praise him. The God of my father, I extol him. The Lord is a warrior, Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and army he hurled into the sea. At a breath of your anger, the waters piled up. The flowing waters stood like a mound. The flood waters congealed in the midst of the sea. The enemy boasted, "I will pursue and overtake them. I will divide the spoils and have my fill of them. I will draw my sword, my hand shall despoil them." When your wind blew, the sea covered them. Like lead they sank in the mighty waters. Who is like you among the gods, O Lord? Who is like you magnificent in holiness? O terrible in renown, worker of wonders. When you stretched out your right hand, the earth swallowed them. In your mercy you led the people you redeemed. In your strength you guided them to your holy dwelling. And you brought them in and planted them on the mountain of your inheritance, the place where you made your seat, O Lord. The sanctuary, O Lord, which your hands established. The Lord shall reign forever and ever. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
The Lord is my strength, and I shall sing his praise, for he has become my Savior. Oh, praise the Lord, all you nations. Acclaim him, all you peoples. Strong is his love for us. He is faithful forever. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. O praise the Lord, all you nations.
A shoot shall sprout from the stump of Jesse, and from his roots a bud shall blossom. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, a spirit of wisdom and of understanding, a spirit of counsel and of strength, a spirit of knowledge and of fear of the Lord. And his delight shall be the fear of the Lord. Your light will come, Jerusalem. The Lord will dawn on you in radiant beauty. Your light will come, Jerusalem. The Lord will dawn on you in radiant beauty. You will see his glory within you. The Lord will dawn on you in radiant beauty. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Your light will come, Jerusalem. The Lord will dawn on you in radiant beauty.
O Doctor Optime, Ecclesiae Sancte Lumen, Beate Ambrosi, Divine Legis Amator, De Precare Pro Nobis Filium Dei.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. O Doctor Optime, Ecclesiae Sancte Lumen, Beate Ambrosi, Divine Legis Amator, De Precare Pro Nobis Filium Dei. Let us pray to God our Father, who from of old has called his people to salvation. Lord, protect your people. You promised to plant the seed of justice among your people. Protect the holiness of your church.
Lord, protect your people.
Lord, teach all men and women to listen to your word and help believers to persevere in holiness.
Lord, protect your people.
Keep us in the love of your Spirit, that we may receive the mercy of your Son who is to come.
Lord, protect your people.
Father most merciful, strengthen us to the last, until the day of the coming of Jesus Christ our Lord.
Lord, protect your people. Pater noster qui es in caelis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in caelo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimite nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimitimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo.
O God, who made the Bishop Saint Ambrose a teacher of the Catholic faith and a model of apostolic courage, raise up in your church men after your own heart to govern her with courage and wisdom. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omnim malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam.
Amen.
Happy Memorial of St. Ambrose. Paul Rose here. Want to personally invite you to join us on our first 2025 Sing the Hours Retreat Workshop. We're going to be chanting. We're going to be praying. It's going to be an awesome weekend, January 24th to 26th in Malvern, Pennsylvania, right outside of Philadelphia. Sign up today at singthehours.org/retreats. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend.